are listening to KD&K, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Gavin. Welcome to Express Yourself, our weekly arts program every Friday at 4 o'clock. We're very excited about today's program. First up on Express Yourself, Lucas Kariangi, director of Rukosuuso. I said it wrong. Rukosuo. And Ken Olson, president and CEO of Soul Energy, in conversation with Amy Haddon Marsh.
Thanks, Gavin. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, and joining me is, as Gavin said, Lucas Kariangi from Terat, Tanzania, yeah. And Ken Olson from Carbondale. Karibu sana.
Asante sana.
Lucas is Maasai, and he is a leader and solar activist in his community. He's in Carbondale for an event on Sunday, for two events on Sunday at the 3rd Street Center, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But first, I'm so excited to welcome you, Lucas. Once again, karibu sana.
Asante sana. Thank you so much. And it is a pleasure time to talk through this community radio to people of Carbondale. I used to be here in the past year, 1997.
So about 22 years ago.
22 years. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
What were you doing here?
Purposely, I came here for learning about advanced solar knowledge in Solar Energy International.
With SEI. So, Ken, that's how you met Lucas, correct?
Yes, it was. Yes. It was 22 years ago. Lucas and a colleague came over from Tanzania to learn about solar energy, the technology, and how to introduce it in his own country.
How long were you here, Lucas?
For 6 months in 1997.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And my friend John West welcoming me and Eddie in Solar Energy International. They give me a scholarship by that time, and I remember our class was here, and this radio still was existing in this building by that time. And after going back to Tanzania, I really take this as a very serious good things, and I advise my boss by that time to establish a Maasai community radio in Terat, Simanjiro.
So you established a radio station. You were so impressed with KD&K that you decided to establish a radio station, community radio station in Terat.
Yeah, in Terat.
It's wonderful. Is it still going?
No. It is a little bit now focusing as a commercial.
Oh, okay.
And it has a big challenge of electricity.
Electricity.
So, when I was there, we were trying to operate that radio. Mm-hmm. It consumed almost 200 liters of diesel.
200 liters of diesel for how many hours on the air?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow.
Yes. So it was too costly to run.
Right.
And that is why we hope and we really try to get another radio by of which uses solar energy.
Solar energy powered radio station.
Yes, solar energy powered radio station.
Wonderful. When do you think that will happen?
We have this idea, and we have also already some equipment in ground. Mm-hmm. The challenge is that, how do we get some grant or money to put it on air?
Okay.
Registration, license fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it causes some challenge.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll get back to some of the projects that you're working on in Terat. But I would love to talk about your family and your people. Can you tell us about your family?
Wow. Yes, I can tell you about. I'm a father of six seven kids.
Mm-hmm.
And five daughters and two boys.
Okay.
One wife. I'm also
one wife. Is that unusual for Maasai to have one wife?
No, please.
Okay.
Actually, we have...
I didn't know.
That is, you know, Christianity. Now mm-hmm. we get, but not still, not very strong in our area. My father used to have 7 wives. 2 of them passed away, mm-hmm. but we still have 5 of them.
Wow, that's amazing.
With almost 50 children.
50 children?
Yes.
Your father had almost 50 children?
Yes.
So that's almost 10 children per wife?
Yes. My mother almost, we are 8 in my mother. And the first wife has almost 11 children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your mother in line, what number was she?
Second.
Second wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you only have one wife.
Yeah. So for the Maasai, it's not normal to have one wife.
Ah.
You will be like not a strong man. You have to have many wives, mm-hmm. but also according to the number of cows you have and the goat you have.
I see. So the more cows and goats you have, the more you can afford to have wives.
And they don't care of children to be in a big number because they don't have a cost of send them to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you planning on getting married again?
Too late.
Too late?
Yes. But if possible, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm. Okay. That's really interesting. I find the Maasai fascinating people. I mean, your people are an ancient people, are they not?
Ancient?
Ancient, old.
Yes.
Go back a long ways.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Maasai people, they can stay for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but maybe according to the kind of food we eat, or according to the Maasai, they use not have many stress, but mm-hmm. now they have many stress coming to the Maasai now.
So you have a lot of stress, which is, it's not what the older generations are used to, but now you have more stress. Like what?
In past, we really simplify the life. Even we don't need to buy many things for our life.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy 2 clothes, it's enough for 1 year. Yeah, and you don't have stress that where can I get money to send my children to school of what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays the land of pastoralists, Maasai pastoralists, is being squeezed to many land investors, include hunting blocks, national parks, establishment of big farming.
So that doesn't allow the Maasai to wander, to be pastoralists.
Yeah, so that is where stress are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And we are affected with this new technology. You have to buy phone, you have to pay airtime, you have to... But we're still very strong in our culture. We also still are very nomadic somehow.
And how do you get around the sort of being fenced in by farms and private property and you're still nomadic? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's happened that first of all, we live in the way that we own the land as a communal land.
Okay.
Communal land is our land, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone to dominate a lot of mm-hmm. piece of land
mm-hmm.
or take a piece of land and say, this is for me, myself.
Okay. So no real private ownership with the Maasai. Yeah, you have communal ownership.
So this kind of private land,
mm-hmm.
it is a really challenge for the Maasai
mm-hmm.
because we cannot make a land use plan as we did in past year.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have a place where we can heading our cows in a drought season. When the rain come, we go far from the water source
mm-hmm.
so that we reserve that grass to grow up
mm-hmm.
to be used in a dry season. Okay.
And you're still able to do that?
Yeah, in some area. But now it's really challenging.
So how does the Maasai culture differ from Western culture?
I can say in Maasai land we have I can say you have a very unique culture even from the other tribe in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
No matter that, I think it's very different. We have the age group. We have the age group we call Rika.
Rika.
Yes. Rika is when Moranism started, then the generation start. We give them the name of that generation.
Oh, okay.
And we give some other generation to, like their father, to take care of this new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't marry a children of your age generation, a guy from your age generation. It will never happen.
Okay.
It will be very unethical in our area.
So who do you marry?
I married a girl from the top, or the older, or the lower, okay, younger than my generation.
You can't marry somebody of your same age.
Yes. For example, Irkimunak, our generation called Irkimunak. Then the generation we are follow, they call Irkishomu. I can marry from Irkishomu and above, mm-hmm, generation, but okay, not in my age, Irkimunak.
Interesting.
I can marry the girl from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can marry also the younger, mm-hmm, generation, mm-hmm, like Koryanga or Irkidotu. We call them Irkidotu.
Okay.
Yes.
And you speak Ma and Swahili?
Yes, I speak Ma very well.
Let's break and listen to another song. Well, we're back and Express Yourself. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, and with me in the studio is Lucas Kariongi from Tera, Tanzania. He is Maasai. We've been talking a little bit about his culture, he is here for some events on Sunday, which we will get into soon. Ken Olson of SEI, Solar Energy International, is also in the studio with us. What song did we just hear, Lucas?
It was talking about the three cows.
Three cows.
The man who was poor in three cows. But actually, with his effort and God's effort, he managed to get other cows. And one day, the cows lost all three cows. But one have a calf, a small calf.
Mm-hmm.
So that one with a small calf was disturbing the others and bring the others home.
Oh.
Yes.
And that's what the song is about.
Yes, that is what the song about.
Are there any songs about some of the stresses that the Maasai are facing now?
We have many of the song talking about the stress of the Maasai.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Maasai, the land of Maasai in Tanzania, is where the mining available.
Mining of what?
Mining, stone,
right.
Those,
they sell, okay.
Mm-hmm. Jewelry. Mining available, sent for building a very big building in town and whatever, available.
Uh-huh.
Animal available, wild animal available. So it's very rich land. So it has interest of everyone in the world. So people want to come and invest in our land.
Mm-hmm.
There in Tanzania. But we as a Maasai, we have we say that land is our future. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot live without land. So this stress, it is really pain a lot for the Maasai.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot now keep a large number of cows. We cannot manage land as we did in the past because of this investment coming to our land. And most of the family now, they become so poor because of this squeezement of land.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to learn a new way to survive, first to be settled in one area.
Okay, so instead of being nomadic, some of your people are settling.
Yes.
Farming?
Yes. And the government now try to establish a kind of rangeland.
Mm-hmm.
So rangeland in our area, it is a challenge. People must learn a lot about rangeland so that they can cope that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Another stress we have is very low knowledge. The Maasai are ignorant. Many children have not been sent to school. So they don't know this technicality of land law or even other law. We are trying now to send many children to school as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But school, what I can say, my God, the school in Maasai areas are not qualified to produce or to get a qualified student due to many challenges, no light, no material of teaching. People, they live in a very far distance.
Okay.
Like Maasai, they like very much to settle in a scattered, not very near.
So it's a scattered people and they're too far from school.
Yeah. Okay. So water is another problem.
We just have a few minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the projects, the solar energy projects and in Terat. And I'm wondering, how is solar energy helping your people?
Wow, it helped a lot. I think when I started this organization, it was not a long time ago. It was only 2015, I started to think about why the Maasai children are not performing in the national examination.
Mm-hmm.
Then most of the teachers told me that because they don't have light, they bought a torch. Every day they bought some light, some batteries to power this. So we started to have a project of solar. And God was nice for us. He bring my friend John, one of my teacher in 1997. And also Ken.
So Johnny and Ken, did you go over there?
He was my friend also.
I have not been to Tanzania. Okay. Johnny has.
Johnny's been over
so
there.
So John come to Tanzania, John Wise, and found me. I have a big class of young student. And he was so excited and interesting of this and say, oh my God, Lucas, I'm going to support you in this direct.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to tell him that not only this, we have also solar class because we see the problem of performing in national level. All this student I'm teaching, I was teaching them about computer and the use of the phone, and create entrepreneurs business.
Mm-hmm. Basic technological skills. Yeah.
So from there, we installed the light in the Terat solar system that was donated by We Share Solar in America here.
We Share Solar.
We Share Solar. Mm-hmm. And really, the performance of student in Terat, we started to see four of them, they score Division 1, which was historical, never happened before that. Mm-hmm. And we did in Loibosiret, we did another village 100 kilometers away from Terat. So from there, then we started to see that the performance is a little bit improved.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is that
just because demand, of light.
Demand is higher than our capacity.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. Beyond
good.
What we can do.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we see that. And we have also a project of women.
Talk about women. That a little bit.
Yeah. They started organized and building their small school. Oh, my God. And also, they started a small garden.
A garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We try mm-hmm. to block or to harvest the rainwater mm-hmm. so that they can watering mm-hmm. their garden.
On Sunday, here yeah. in Carbondale, you yeah. will be speaking at 10 a.m. for the Unitarian Universalists, and then a public event
yeah.
From 4 to 6, where you'll be talking about what you're doing in Tanzania, right?
Yeah.
And would invite everybody to come. It's at the 3rd Street Center from 4 to 6. I guess we'll see you then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Really appreciate you all being here. Could talk to you for hours and hours, but our time is up. So, Asante Sana, thank you very much for being with us, Lucas, and coming all the way from Terat, Tanzania.
Yeah.
And we should go out. And Ken, thank you very much for sitting in. We should go out on another song. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Zeno, very much.